Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Well, it's that time of year again. You know, to every thing there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Words taken by the great Pete Seeger from the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, he wrote the song in the late 50s and waited almost 3 years to record it himself. He had received a letter from his publisher saying, "Pete, you can't sell these protest songs. You're right." Pete wrote "Turn, Turn, Turn," and all of a sudden, everybody seemed happy. Now, this song got the attention of the Byrds' Roger McGuinn after he played guitar on Judy Collins' version in 1963. Fast forward to the summer, fall of 1965, the Byrds record the Seeger song, and after about 50 takes, they seemed to be happy with the result. Maybe it's just the time of year when it was released, and hearing it on the radio so much during Christmas time. Maybe it's that lyrical reference to time of a season. But I've always thought of this song, especially around the holidays. So here are the Byrds and Turn, Turn, Turn on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. From their second album of the same name, the Byrds, turn on today's tunes. Now, the single was released on October 1st, 1965, their second number one single. And as I mentioned, the lyrics coming from the book of Ecclesiastes, Pete Seeger said he added just a few words at the end. A time for peace, I swear it's not too late. That line plus the title phrase, turn, are the only parts of the lyric written by Seeger himself. King Solomon is said to have written the book of Ecclesiastes, but I don't think he actually got any songwriting creds. Seeger does say this could be the song with the oldest lyrics in history. Hard to say, but a great use of biblical references nonetheless, don't you think? Hope you enjoyed our little foray into this season, and I hope your holidays will be rich with good times that build even better memories. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.